The Senate heard passionate testimony from religious and civil rights leaders about the Equality Act. Passed by the House last month, it would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the list of characteristics protected under the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It would also expand the definition of public accommodations and ensure access to restrooms and locker rooms based on an individual's gender identity. Advocates of the Equality Act insist it merely extends basic legal rights to all Americans and provides a federal standard of protection to LGBTQ individuals. Dr. Edith Guffey, a minister with the United Church of Christ, said her transgender child's choices are limited by the current patchwork of state and local laws.
We should all be able to agree on this one thing. The law should treat all our children, God's children, equally. The Equality Act is a way for this country to make that tenet of my faith, known as the biblical golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the law of the land. And for me, it really is that simple.
Many Republicans say it's not that simple, and the Equality Act needs more nuance to avoid unfair consequences. They argued that the broadened definition of public accommodations could include church activities and force people of faith to betray their values or face lawsuits. Youth sports was another emotional theme at the hearing, with many senators objecting that transgender girls would come to dominate and ultimately destroy girls' athletics. They suggested alternatives, like adding an all-gender category for sports, or forcing boys' teams to get more accommodating and more welcoming of transgender athletes.
People will exploit the plain letter of this bill.
That's Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He said he's willing to work together and make progress, but there's a list of possible abuses that need to be worked out to get a reasonable outcome. He had this exchange with Wall Street Journal reporter Abigail Schreier, author of Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, a book that's been called transphobic. Republicans tapped her to provide testimony at the hearing.
The problem with this bill is that it doesn't require anything for someone who claims to have a female identity. All they need to do is announce they are female. And of course, there are a lot of biological men who are a real threat to women's safety.
So a serial rapist who's in prison could choose to identify as a female and then would be entitled under this law to be transferred to a female population prison?
Absolutely.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said that while the Equality Act has sparked an avalanche of fears and worst-case scenarios, they haven't really materialized. Meanwhile, conservative legal efforts have intensified. More than 20 states are proposing restrictions on athletics or gender-confirming health care for transgender minors, and the Arkansas House on Monday approved legislation that would allow doctors to refuse non-emergency treatment to individuals because of religious or moral objections. Senator Durbin closed the Senate hearing by reminding Americans of the dangers of religious extremism.
I do believe that people who want to blatantly discriminate and use religion as their weapon have gone too far. We have to have limits on what they can do. I might remind us in history that the Ku Klux Klan was not burning question marks. They were burning a cross. They were making some distorted connection with a religion. And God forbid that anybody would buy that.
For the Equality Act to become law, it must win 60 votes in the Senate, where there is a 50-50 Democrat-Republican split, making it an unlikely win. President Joe Biden has said he would sign it. For Pacifica Radio, this is Catherine Monahan.